Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright, and I am here with, surprise, our surprise guest, Leanne Rose, who has been on our show before. Welcome back, sweetie.
Thanks for having me, Pam. I'm excited to be here.
Yay! Okay, so because Leanne and I connect at such a deep soul level, we already started getting kind of wonky with our energies on Zoom. So before we even get going any further, I'm going to do some grounding for us. And I'm also going to show you my new wonderful beater for my drum.
So pretty.
All excited to be here. And then we also have new wonderful symbols that have been added to her. So I just wanted to let you know of that energy and just allow yourself to receive this, okay? From my heart to yours, from the creator of all that is to you, and to the energies of the equinox, the fall equinox here. I invite us all into this space now, quickly, because the energies are moving fast already. So we want to bring them into the earth plane now and ground all of this into Gaia as we listen. So there's a little grounding for you. I know I could keep drumming for the whole entire time, but we are here to actually speak to our dear sister Leanne and to all of you who are listening. And so we ask now that Gaia herself, the Earth Mother, bring her wonderful juicy energies up through her core, up through our bodies from our feet up to the tops of our heads and beyond, connecting to all of the star systems, all of the galaxies, all of the intergalactic energies within all of the cosmic world. And we bring all the star system energies into this place now. We ask the equinox energies from this autumn that is beginning today to assist us in this now. We ask the galactic beings that love to be heard and seen and known through our beings to enter into this space now. And I invite you to bring all of your energy systems, your spiritual support, into your heart space. And we also bring the energy of the fluorite into this space here. And we also bring in the beautiful partnership crystals into this space. Na 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 ya tu tu da ye da da ye. A da da he a ba ye. Na na yes na e na na ye, a na 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 ye, a na na, e na na se nu ane u na na, Asane etara iki ina mayeku na na ma ina na me e utu anahiki baba yesu na 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 iana ye. Thank you, creator of all that is, and all those lovely beings that were through me, inside of me, and all around me, speaking and singing to you, the listener. We now ask that all beings of light enter and step forward to assist us in this day, in this moment, and through our entire body systems, upgrading our body systems to health and wholeness and right relationship with all beings on this planet. And so it is. All right, my dear, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Awesome, that was gorgeous. Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that, Pam.
So glad that you're here. So I love to surprise people. And so nobody knew that you were coming except me. But the reason that I felt like I wanted to surprise people today is because this summer has been so glorious and so massive for people. And as we enter into a new season, sometimes for some people, when we have a new beginning, a new change for folks, it can be a little bit like, whoa, how do I handle this? Right. Yeah. And yeah, so yeah, getting a little extra anchored support is, I think, really important. And I know how hooked up you are with the energies from the cosmos and also from really the being of who you are, where you're living in the UK. So as we connect into the UK's energies and that energy system, we also connect into the deep well of history that the Earth has been holding for millennia, for long, long, long time. I don't know the exact time frame of how long the Earth has been alive, mm-hmm, but I know that it's a long time. So there have been many of many of us who have gone through many incarnations here. And so I know that the work that I do definitely brings in many of those lifetimes, and we are living in a time of multidimensionality and multiverses. So mm-hmm, we bring in all those different parts of ourselves into now. And so I am grateful and I am honored that you have chosen to be here now to bring that energy even more fully into our body systems.
Oh, the honor's all mine, Pam. I'm so grateful to be here. It's so lovely to be celebrating this with a soul sister.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what I'd love to do is maybe tell me a little bit, or tell us a little bit from your perspective, kind of what are the energies different from the summer world that we've been living in, and then moving into the fall energies?
Yeah. So the way I see it kind of energetically is that the summer is very much about exuberance. It's about really living in that high vibrational state of very much expressing our energy outwards. It's very much about being in the energy of fullness, full vibrancy, and allowing yourself to be fully switched on, enjoying the height of the expression of who you are. And as we move towards fall, it's almost like that preparing for winter element of things. It's that drawing in, allowing everything that needs to fall away to fall away, so that when we get to the winter, we can really, really bed down to go inwards and really figure out what it is that we need to kind of ruminate on and kind of be still with, so that in the spring, we can start to sow new seeds for the next cycle of when we are living at our highest, fullest expression in the summer again. So it's that beautiful process of fall is really that element of us where we are starting to ground down. And if we notice in nature as well, she's letting go of her leaves, she's letting go of the old. But it's such a beautiful process. I personally really love autumn. The colors are just so beautiful and so rich. And so that's tends to be the thing that I start to really focus on energetically in autumn is what am I letting go of? What needs to be released in order for me to step into the new version of me? So that's the main thing that I tend to focus on in the autumnal energies.
Beautiful. Now, it just occurred to me, you're in a different time zone than we are. And so you're in a different season than we are as well. So where you are, it's hot, right? And is it still considered summer?
So it's just stepping into fall. Today is just stepping into autumn.
Oh, it is. Okay. So that's interesting. Okay. Because I thought that it was opposite of us.
Huh. It might be for Australia, maybe.
Okay. So the UK is what? Next to Australia? How does that work?
I have no idea about geography. Jacob, sounds like he knows.
Well, those of you who are history buffs and those of you who are geologists or geographists know the geography of the world, know where the UK is and Australia is. I have friends in both places, so I get confused, obviously. But we're all, those of us who are in this time zone of moving into fall, we all get to enjoy this. And those who are not get to experience a different season. But it's all this energy of, you know, the East. When we look at a medicine wheel, we go into the East and we get into the newness and the birthing of everything. Mm-hmm. And we get into the summer, where everything's rich and yummy and it's childlike and it's playful and it's exuberant and you're really, really deep into your mastery of who you are as a being. Then in the fall, we get to start sloughing everything off and really releasing what is done, no longer needing us to focus on.
Yeah.
And then in the winter, we get to really hone down and rest and start to do it all over again. So here we are.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can say it right. The Galela.
There you go. Second time.
Galela's awesome. Okay. So the Galela Collective is with you now. They're always with you, from what I understand.
Yes, they are.
So let me just ask you, I'm sure that they probably do, but do they have a message that they'd like to give us today?
I'm sure they would. Would you like me to bring them through fully? Or would you like the blended channeled version? It's completely up to you, Pam. What would you like?
Let's ask. Okay, so Galela's creator of all that is, and the Galela's and all of the spirit guides, teachers, and angels that are listening to this transmission now from me, what would you like today? Would you like to have Leanne speak as well as the Galela's now? Yeah, they want a blended version. They want both. So they know that the Galela's have a lot to say about this time in history. And they also want to hear from you, the human who is having this soul experience on the planet. So that's what the listeners would like. That's what I would love. Any kind of transmission is wonderful. But yes, and you have a special gift today as a giveaway, and we will bring that in a little bit later. But we would love to hear from the Galela Collective what energies for this? Because I've heard is this particular autumn equinox is a little bit different than the previous ones. So we would love to hear why that is and kind of what we get to look forward to from today forward in this next season of our lives.
Definitely. Okie dokie. So the Galela Collective's vision of this is that this year has been an incredible year of new transformation for humanity. Earth herself has stepped into a whole new energy grid, a whole new paradigm. She is really waking up to her place in the cosmos, her place in the universe. And as such, there is so much more higher frequencies available to humanity to utilize at this time. So those of us that are now stepping into fall, into autumn, we are shedding the old versions of us, the old paradigm, the elements of us that felt far more powerless in nature, far less connected to who we are as souls. And so those of us who are stepping into autumn at this time, the autumnal equinox, are really shedding those old things. So things to look up for here, old wounds, old patterns might be coming to the surface. And you might be thinking, I thought I'd dealt with this. I really thought I'd dealt with this. Don't worry. This is just that old stuff, as you say, sloughing off to get rid of, get rid of, get rid of. Those of us that are in the spring energies of this, the spring equinox, you are bedding down the new versions of you. You are sowing the seeds for the new creator that is living within you and is ready to be birthed in the summer. So this is going to be transformational. We have got so many more juicy energies available to us now that have never been available to us before. And as we step into these periods of transition, as we step into the periods of light and dark becoming balanced so that we can really truly harness that energy, draw it in, draw it down, anchor it into the earth, anchor it into our bodies. As we move through this next cycle of seasons within our own physical DNA, we are going to be anchoring in those new energies, anchoring in this new frequency, and anchoring in a new ability to tap into our creative energy and potential on a soul level and really start to draw this magic through as human beings. We're going to see a lot more magic happening in the 3D world.
Nummy. So something that just locked in, as you were speaking is there is a new, operating system. There's a new operating system that's wanting to come online for those of us who are ready for it. In our bodies, our physical vessels. And those of us who are ready, there's something inside of our cellular structure that recognizes that as I'm speaking about it.
Yes.
And it wants to be anchored. Is the Galela Collective ready to do that for us right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We can definitely do that.
So would you bring them in for that?
Of course.
That'd be wonderful. So those of you who are listening, know that this is for you if you say yes to it. You just simply need to say yes inside your heart. Say, I'm ready. And if you're a little scared, that's okay. Your soul knows if you can handle it. So simply allow yourself to receive it and know that you can trust it. From my heart to yours, that's my gift to you right now. And from the Galela Collective. So go ahead and just allow this to come through.
Hi. Hello, dear souls. Energetic activation coming through today. Very much of one of reclaiming as the beautiful BAM. Elaborates this operating system that is allowing you to truly activate your potential as creators of your reality. And so, simply allowing this energetic transmission in. Human mind will try to tell you this is not happening, not right. Simply allow the mind to be still and listen to the heart. Creano traiatat. Is vajina. Ekrajino tela ea. Se vajina. Ekratat. I'll give to you, dear souls. You may wish to breathe deeply to allow this to fully anchor in to the physical system. May feel slightly tingly in certain areas of the body. Simply allow the breath to comfort these areas. Allow the human to adjust. It will take time to allow these changes to fully anchor in, but be patient. Know that you have a whole universe that is here to support you. And so, dear Pam, did you have questions for us, dear soul?
So, with this new operating system, is there upkeep on our physical side as humans that will help to anchor this in as we go through the changes? How best can we serve ourselves with this new operating system as far as eating, drinking, breathing, rest, exercise, whatever it is that is needed to help up level our well-being?
Much more rest than human body is used to, dear soul. Of course, our bare basics must be eating healthy, drinking plenty, avoiding sugar, exercising regularly, sleeping in a healthy manner, of course. But thing to note with new operating system, are fueled and benefited by our relaxing and embracing feminine energy, which is the energy of rest and connection to source. And so anything that allows your mind to be still and your body to feel light, your body to feel connected, your body to feel deeply at peace, much more of this will be needed to allow the new operating system to fully come online.
Great. All right. So those of you who are listening know that this is a live call-in show. And so if you have specific questions about this transmission that came through or any other questions that you have that you would like Leanne, Pam, or the collective to speak to, this is the time to do that. Anytime during this show, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll give you a break in just a minute or so to be able to call in and be on the line with us. But before we go, we ask that Oh, interesting. Okay. So what's being asked is the earth energies of the UK come through for us. What are the, what's deeply in the terrain that wants to come through energetically for us?
And so, pictures being given of dragons, swords, knights. There is a deep level of mysticism that was bathed in these lands for quite some time. A deep connection to all things mystical. And indeed, the dragons themselves very much took up home within this island. Being drawn to noblemen. It is the energy of divine masculine that is rising at this time, also to meet divine feminine. I know that many of you who are moving in spiritual circles have been in unbalanced feminine for quite some time. Where to balance this divine masculine energy, this is particularly rich in the terrains of the earth that the girl sits in. A divine masculine energy very much about honoring the self. Deep levels of honor, nobility. Think of a knighthood. He who serves the beautiful divine feminine allows her to be the beautiful flowing energy that she is, and he will protect and guard her with his life. This energy resides within you. This energy to protect, honor, and ring fence this beautiful energy within you. This marriage of divine feminine and divine masculine is what is needed. And we will, of course, share more information with you on this at a later date. But for now, very important for you to remember, being still, resting, must also be supported by structures in place that help you to still get things done. We are not saying simply rest on your laurels, put your feet up and do nothing. The new earth will not bear the self. It will take the people to take action upon their heart's desires. Allow the divine feminine energy to flow through you. Allow the imagination to take you on a journey. But allow the divine masculine within you to take action upon that energy.
Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So those of you who are listening, we are going to take a short break so that you can collect your thoughts and you get a glass of water and use the restroom, whatever you need to do. Come back to this space and know that your voice matters. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you need, what your body system wants today. So please reach out and call us on the phone, or you can text us through the chat line at Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be here for you. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
You are made for more. Join Lisa Belt on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, and find the breakthrough that you deserve. Lisa will help you be empowered and realize that you're not alone on your journey. There is a divine blueprint for you. Building your life to fit within that blueprint is what will bring ultimate life satisfaction. With Coach Lisa, find the more that is meant for you and become truly unshakable.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, critical conversations on the challenges of our time with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Back to the Empower Me show. So hopefully you took care of your physical needs. I just got a really big hit that we needed to do that. For those of you who are listening. So always, 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 it's about self-care. You need to be conscious about what do you need, what's going to help you, because your physicality as a human is your responsibility. So it's not up to anybody else to take care of. You got to take care of it yourself. So if you're in a place where you have a challenge with that, guess what? Then you get to reach out for support. And I'm all about that. So whatever that looks like for you is really important. So we are talking to Leanne, dear Leanne Rose from the UK. And Leanne channels is what's called a trance channel. And she channels a group of beings that is called the Galela Collective. Finally got the name right. And they are a collection of light beings, from my understanding, that are here to assist humanity in ascension. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, I got that right too. Wow, we're doing great today for understanding. Sometimes words can get in my way, so it's like, wait, what's the truth here? So, anything else you want the folks to know about this group of beings that work through you?
So they tell me that they are interdimensional. They are from across the cosmos. They represent lots of different beings. So people sometimes ask me, are they Pleiadian? They're Arcturian. They're a little bit of everything. They tell me that, and that it's really not about their heritage. They're here with a very important message that is around helping Gaia herself to transcend, to ascend, and to really understand herself and understand her power. And they do that through, they see us as kind of like the worker bees, and she's the queen bee. And so they help her by helping her worker bees. So that's how they kind of lovingly see us.
Wonderful. Oh, okay. So I just got another question for them. Okay. Mm. So I would love to know, and I'm sure a lot of people on the planet would love to know, what is our current responsibility as individuals? We can say collectively as a humanity, and each of us will receive this transmission in exactly the right way.
Yeah.
Specifically, many of us are on the planet now wondering about who we are and what we're here to do. And so that's what I'm speaking into as I ask that question is, what is my responsibility as an individual? What is your responsibility as an individual, those who are listening?
Yes.
For assisting Gaia in the ascension process, like we're all in as humans, because we're all going to do it together, right?
Yes,
Yes. We all get to do it together in one form or another, however it looks. So as an individual, what is my responsibility? And how do I know how that fits into my mission, if you will, on the planet? That's a big old question, but that's kind of what's coming up.
Yeah, it's a big question. I love it. Do you want to hear from them directly, or are you happy for me to do the blended version?
Let's hear from them directly. And then those of you who are listening, please know that you can call in at any time. Okay.
Hey. Wonderful question, dear sir. And of course, many layers to this. Fundamentally, a thing for you to remember as individual souls, your responsibility is to live as the highest expression of who you are. Think of yourselves as the unique pieces of source energy. Every single one of you comes here with a completely different piece of the puzzle. It is important that you allow yourself to fully embrace the fullest extent of who you are, so that you can bring through the highest vibrational version of yourself. This is what will collectively help Gaia herself to ascend. When everybody decides to step into their fullest power, she herself will step into her fullest power, because the energy will mount. And of course, there will be many who are completely unattached to our spiritual version of themselves, but they will be stepping into their power in much more third dimensional way. And the energy of those that are able to fully step into their power in a more embodied truth way. Those of you who understand your individuality as a source energy and are able to bring through these high vibrational energies, you will carry the others along on a wave. This will collectively allow the planet's vibration to soar. For what you must know as individuals, dear souls, that your Gaia is not separate from you. She is the collective version of you. Think of your Gaia as the human body, and you yourselves are like individual cells. It takes the whole body to work together in order for the body itself to feel the benefits, does it not, dear soul? But where one cell is vibrating quickly, it will force the others outside of itself to match its frequency. This is how it is done. It only takes one cell to begin to vibrate a little quicker, and it will have a knock-on domino effect for the rest of the body to vibrate in harmony with it. And so, on much more 3D level, what this actually means, we are aware that we are talking in a floaty-floaty energetic dance. What does this actually mean for 3D human? For 3D human, it looks like following your joy, following your passion. Do not allow yourself to be stifled. Do not allow yourself to be small. Allow yourself to grow into the fullest version of who you are at every opportunity.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that so much. And folks, that is what this show is all about. As you know, if you've been following me for a while, is that this show is all about empowerment. It's all about allowing yourself to have the best life possible. So I bring people on this show as my guest to allow you to receive some more tools. And so this energy is a tool for you to receive from the heart of Gaia, from the heart of the Creator Source, from your guides, teachers, and angels that are working through us to you, and know that we are here in service to you. And so any of you who have a question, don't hesitate. Please reach out. You can reach us here until 1 o'clock a Pacific time. You can also reach us individually, and we'll have that contact information for you. But know that we are here in service to you. And So thank you for this information at this time. Interesting. So I just got a picture of a crop circle. And so I'm supposed to ask you about how are we to work with these amazing symbols that are all over the world. But there are those of us who are living in the United States specifically that don't have necessarily have access to crop circles that we know of, but are very connected to them. So they're wanting to speak to us and wanting us to pay attention to them. What do you have to tell us about that?
Interesting, dear soul. Sacred geometry at its finest, is it not, dear soul? Many believe that crop circles come with little green men coming to imprint upon a planet. And though I have to be careful not to say too much. Know that these shapes are definitely reminiscent of a starseed origin of humanity. In order to work with these energies, you do not need to be within them physically. You can simply enjoy the energy that is transmitted from pictures, even from descriptions of people that have seen them in person. Know that this energy is transmitted in many, many ways that the human mind cannot actually fathom. If you are drawn to working with crop circles, then simply allowing yourself to view the images, bathe in the energies that these transmit as you interact with them, and they will be different for each of you. For it will create a resonant frequency that is transmitting a message from the stars, and it will be different for each of you. So simply allowing yourself to meditate on the energies that you feel when you are exposed to these crop circles, whether it through speaking to somebody who has been in direct contact with them or seeing an image of the circle itself. For those who are lucky enough to actually find themselves inside one, be sure to protect your energy. It may blow a few seconds.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for that. So we do have someone that has written in. So I'm going to read what she says here. This is from Fancy. She says, I am witnessing a transformation of the nature area where I live. The train tracks had a small tunnel running under it, and now the railroad has installed a trestle to create a big passageway for the creek to run free as its original estuary and allow people to continue to access the beach in a safer way. There is a lot of noise and vibration from the construction equipment and dump trucks moving dirt and rocks. I would like the nature area around here to be reassured that things are okay and will be better. So can you send a message to the terrain that she's living in that things are a-okay and exactly as they need to be?
We appreciate this beautiful concern from such a lovely soul. But reassurance are much more needed for you as individual, dear soul. Your earth knows what is happening. Your earth is far wiser than many of you have actually realized. She is connected to all. She understands when man can get a little disconnected from the heart of who she is. But need not worry, dear soul. It is actually nature that is feeding in the energies that are needed for construction, rather than construction being a hindrance to nature herself. But such beautiful heart of this beautiful soul. We have an individual message for you also, dear soul. There are guys giving us our fairy pixie-like creatures that are either wanting to work with you or you are already working with, that are passing on message of thank you to the Kazan that you pay for the greenery that is around you, dear soul. And we also feel as if you can honor this connection through getting a particular house plant that will honor this connection. You can even name it your fairy plant.
Lovely. So, Francie, once again, remember that the earth knows what she's doing. Gaia is in full control of who she is and what she's about. And she knows how to regenerate. And you, my dear friend, are absolutely loved and cherished and guided in every single way. And what I heard just now is to get yourself a houseplant, get something that represents this beautiful energy that you are so connected to in your area that you're living, as well as just actually all of nature that you are so connected to. And you will be very blessed. I also want to say that because, Francie, you are the first one that has written in, you get our first giveaway from Leanne, who is gifting us with, I believe it's called an alchemy alignment session. And so we will collect your email and get you two connected to be able to do that. And so again, anyone who wants to call in, we do have some time still. The number is 1-800-930-2819. For those of you who are listening and would like to be reassured and know that you're on the right path, or you're concerned about your path and what's happening with the changes. Okay, so the earth herself wants to gift us a message. So I think it both wants to happen. Our guides want to come through Pam. They also want to come through Leanne. So Galila Collective, do you want to start? And then I will add on to that.
Indeed, dear soul, we will allow Earth energy to flow through. Now is the time to be deeply connected to the truth that you are a being of the Earth. As you connect to your heritage of the stars, do not forget your place upon this planet. Do not allow the magic to sweep you up into the stars and away from the groundedness of feeling your feet upon the earth and allowing me to anchor you in to the magic of your humanity.
Know that you are absolutely all the time in the right place at the right time. Know that as you fully embrace who you are as a soul in a human body, that you will be guided every step of the way with the next indicated thing, the next indicated step, the next indicated decision, the next indicated relationship, the next indicated whatever it is, you fill in the blank. Gaia absolutely loves you. Nana eteta tena ne nuna sena itena ku e una sana itena kiina na sena itena ma kiida e kukuna mayasata kiine ma ne ikina ma kiina ma i na sena ne ne chena ma ikisi. Utena maki itaba itutune isata. Ikala kiteka incheta indiki. Suku ama maiki sama nikiki. No kila pata inte namatiki inamaka aetek. Nasaneki ataki ita tache namaki ii. So we're reminding those of you who are listening to the Empower Me show that this is the month of coaching. And coaching comes in many forms. Coaching and healing and mentoring and loving and supporting and allowing. We are doing it together as a collective humanity on this planet. And we are allowing ourselves one breath at a time to be supported by all. And so those of you who want support, please reach out. Allow yourselves to receive. Know that our hearts are open and ready to give. Nase naki itenami kiyasa, etatana isiki anaki, etunu mayasatai ke namaichi, suntu anamaki yasa, e anaki. So I'm feeling this tug of yearning and loneliness from some folks that are listening. And so extending some of Galayla's love energies to you now would be helpful, and some comfort and reassurance from you, Galayla Collective.
Indeed. As you are on the precipice of expansion, dear souls, is necessary to completely be at one with the self, which of course will mean some loneliness. No, dear souls, the only reason that you are experiencing this depth of aloneness is so that when you are reunited with the other connection that you seek, it will feel all that bit sweeter. Know that in any given moment, there is a wealth of support available to you. All you need do is open your heart and ask to receive this love inside of you. And so we will beaming this to you now as we speak, dear souls, opening up your heart space, allowing your breath to flow into this area to soften the chest muscles. Imagine your heart itself softening and allowing this deep connection of love to all that you are. This connection to all that you are, dear souls, for you are truly love at the core of who you are. Allow this to flow through you now. It is an infinite supply.
No. Ananahi, ananahi, ayayaya, ayayayi. So as the angels are singing through me, I'm seeing this fluttering of wings, but also the leaves on the trees falling, as happens in the autumn. Think of this falling of the leaves as releasing anything that no longer serves you. And know that it is perfect that it releases so that you can be strong in the core of who you are. Think of yourself as a really strong tree. You may not feel like you're very strong, but trees are very resilient. They know how to take care of themselves. They know how to bring their roots deeply into the Gaia, into the earth, and allow her to nurture you. Allow them to nurture yourself. Allow those roots to extend to your body, going through you and beyond you, reaching out to all of the massive support that exists within you. And know that we are here for you. We do have a few minutes if you want to call in. We need to wrap up in just a little while, so now is the time, folks. Are there any last words, Galayla, that you would like to share with us at this time so that we can be assured that we are absolutely supported and in the right place as we move forward in this new season of autumn?
All you need do, dear souls, to connect with this truth is to allow the breath to deepen. Simply sitting, allowing the breath to be deeper, deeper, deeper. Allow the mind to settle. And there will be a point at which you begin to feel this joy open up inside of you, this peace and connection. When you allow the mind to be still, the true depth of who you are can be seen.
Thank you, Galayla Collective. We cherish you. We cherish your being. We cherish your assistance. And we would love to connect again as soon as possible because we love you so much. And I say we because Pam works with a lot of beings of light. And I know that those of you who are listening, you, the audience, also love the Galayla Collective, as well as Leanne. We extend all this love to you, the vessel, as well as the collective itself. And Galayla, we can now ask you to end this transmission so that Leanne can come back fully.
Thank you, dear soul. Sending oodles of love. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.